Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from the people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of ten doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in an upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Furry Talk. And here's our cast.
Hi, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret coming to you live from Trent's basement.
I am Forward, a canine.
And our director, Frag, is here.
Who's next?
I'm you.
Oh, me, I'm sorry about that. I'm just as bad as anybody else. Melanie, your average everyday fairy godparent.
And I am Trent the Drago Lupin.
And this is Furry Talk. So what's up with life with everybody?
Who wants to go first?
Well, I'm kind of actually making some picks. I'm actually willing to put up an HR video up on my YouTube thingy. I'll actually be putting in a journal, so if anyone wants to watch, you can expect it tomorrow.
Sweet.
That's it. Yeah.
And if anyone wants to jump in other than me talking at some points, you guys can, because my voice is really monotone, and I get kind of boring after a while.
You got a cool voice.
I'll be like, for dry, red eyes, clear eyes is awesome.
Okay, well.
Rose Bernstein.
We all wear masks, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
So, I've been on an artist block because of some things that have been going on recently, but they're all getting better now, so good things for that.
And I've been on my regular gamer's binge. I moved in with Trent, as you know from the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's a joke. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, anyway. So now I have relocated, and here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Forever!
He wishes.
You have anything to say forward, or, Frag?
Well, for me, I got a bow and arrow, and I just finally got into archery.
Nice.
And I am really looking forward to go bow fishing. It seems fun.
I know who not to get angry now.
Sniper, no sniping.
I'd be like standing walking across the street and getting like my mail or something. That was an arrow!
Fire arrow. Lame ranger.
Alright.
Really?
Frag says he's been playing Mass Effect 2, and my review don't play it unless you love the story of the first one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually don't play sequels until I play the prequel first. Except for Assassin's Creed, I got really bored of the first one, so I just skipped to the second one and watched the ending of the first one on YouTube.
You can always be like me. Never played any of some of these games that people are talking about these days.
You need to catch up.
I don't need to catch up. I'm perfectly fine where I am.
Yes, you do. Don't make me poke you.
With me on my life, things are going bad and good. 80% chance I might have ADD. Got acid reflux really bad yesterday, and depending on how things go tomorrow, I might quit my job. Because my boss is an asshole. Okay, let's make it on a good note. Silver, what's your topic?
Oh, yes, my topic. This is actually about someone of a furry hater that I ended up getting into a thing with because they decided to jump in. Oh, freedom of speech. Yeah, one furry was actually complaining about furry speech just because my friend, Shugo Maniyama, pretty much ended up putting up a fan work of Avatar from the movie, which I have never seen, by the way. She was doing it based off memory because they don't have any pics online at all anywhere just yet. And she's getting people actually kind of just complaining at her, saying, oh my god, I hate you now, a bunch of this crap. You'll have to actually look at her thing in order to know what I'm talking about. He's just, he claims about freedom of speech, and yet he's sitting there trolling her. This is what my topic is about. I don't like it when people actually abuse freedom of speech. Anyone? Anyone at all?
Yeah, well, freedom of speech can only go so far. I think that, like, you know, like, if you're gonna be racist or something, then go to someone on the street and just call them a you-know-what. You know, that's abusing your freedom of speech.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, like, you know, people would punch you for that.
Yeah, in my opinion, if you're allowed to say whatever you want, I'm allowed to counteract however I want.
You know what I do? Ignore them.
I block them.
If you ignore them, none of this would have happened in the first place.
Yeah, what's that saying? Please don't feed the trolls. Ignore them.
Because if you feed the trolls, it'll be Billy Gross Gruff all over again.
Yeah.
No one can cross the bridge because of you guys feeding the trolls. They're getting bigger.
Yeah.
My god! I'm not gonna say that. That's bad.
You wanna say your thing?
Did you just throw it into perverted sense, Trent?
No, I was just gonna make a very bad joke about somebody that me and Dre were talking about one night after we were watching the Ellen DeGeneres show, but never mind.
Oh, I thought you were
Rosie O'Donnell.
Getting bigger thing.
The trolls are getting fat. Oh my god, I think that was Rosie O'Donnell.
Don't make me fun of popular people. they might like ban us or something. Rosie O'Donnell secretly a furry.
It's the internet. You can't control the internet.
Rosie O'Donnell can't. Be careful.
Yeah.
Ah, Rosie. She's got a good sense of humor.
She does.
She can hang upside down on a tight rope. Be careful what she can do.
Oh, Kite loves the show, Roseanne.
Roseanne? That has nothing to do with Rosie O'Donnell.
That has nothing to do with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. The actors in it?
No!
Just because she's fat, that's the only reason that you think of it.
Why am I thinking of that?
Not Roseanne!
But anyway, no, that's the topic. We're not talking about Roseanne. We're talking about freedom of speech.
People and...
Who?
Oh, she was Betty in the Flintstones movie, the live-action one. She was Betty.
Enough about talking about movies with John Goodman in it.
Okay, see, for me...
Okay, enough with the fat people stuff, okay?
Explain...
every actor in Flintstones was fat, okay? Let's get back on topic.
Yeah, only those characters. I can only explain characters.
Anyways, I was trying to make a joke about trolls and whatnot, but I... sort of screwed it over with lack of knowledge on my part. I apologize.
Yeah, very much so.
Hey, I admit I was being wrong.
Dre, you fed the fire.
Also,
come on.
Also,
the
added. Would you also? Alright,
moving on.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Alright, well, Zeph, it's your turn, I guess. Oh, it's me.
Oh my god!
I'm just reading the script, sorry.
Jeff, I guess it's your turn. Oh wait, that's me.
Oh my god.
I need a straight man behind me to slap me behind the head. Sound effect bubble. Okay, well, my topic thingy is on how, like, if you're on FA and you're an artist, if you don't post porn, you don't get page views, but Forward kind of showed me a person that just has nothing but favorites that still gets 46,000 page views. I don't understand that, but I mean, like, it's kind of explainable that if everybody who he's favorited a picture from comments on his page or views his page at least once every day for 4 days, he'd get that many. But, you know, yeah, pretty much, like, Trent proved it because he has a CV picture that has over 1,000 views on it.
Like 1,827?
Mm-hmm. And then that's, like, his most viewed picture on his page. And it's ridiculous. Like, you could post clean art all day long and no one would view your crap. Unless it's, like, super unbelievably funny or you posted, like, some porn before and then people are like, oh, let's watch his profile, and then they view nothing but your clean photos hoping for porn and fat material. I'm starting to run out of breath and getting lightheaded.
I really do about that. I got a clean picture, and it's gotten almost 300 views within one day. It's clean, it's just a kissy pig, and it's gotten so many views in one
day. But, I mean, still, it has some form of interaction between two things.
I know.
You can draw a picture of, like, two vases having sex, and people would be like, oh, that's so hot.
There'll be somebody somewhere.
It'd be like, it's like, oh, yeah, inanimate. Inanimate stuff. Oh yeah, fat.
Well, there is inanimate, like, there is actually inanimate porn, like, transformation.
I know, but I mean, like, that's like, seriously? Oh yeah, we're gonna go all Harry Potter and turn into a teacup and masturbate into a teacup, okay?
Yeah, I bet there's something like that out there. I wouldn't put it past the internet.
That is so, like, fat material right there. And I mean, like...
Might actually be a term.
I mean, F.A. is like fat affinity. It's not even pretty. That's what it's used for. It's your number one porn source for furs.
Really? I thought it was one of those...
Free porn source, too.
I thought it would be one of those Chan sites everybody was talking about.
Well, F-Chan is freeboard, and most of the stuff that you search for just disappears within 3 weeks and no one likes it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I totally don't know that from experience. But still... Okay, any topics, any, like, little comments that haven't been thrown in while I was talking? I don't mind a topic, like, comments between me, but that adds a little bit more to it, but still.
Well, I don't think it's just no porn, it's more quality of work as well. Like, look at Dark Natasha, she barely ever does anything like that, and she is the foremost artist.
Well, Dre, the thing is, though, is that most of the artists have the exact same style, which I don't understand. You
Except
see,
Dark Natasha, she really goes for the realism thing. She's got something all her own.
I mean, some people that draw, like, when you look at their pictures, if they do nothing but digital, right?
Yeah.
Their inked lines are all thick, and they always blend the lines with a darker or a lighter color of the color next to it. And they always do the anime-styled eyes with the realistic anatomy body. And those seem to get, like, the highest page views, especially with, like, you know, like, one of the artists that I've seen that, like, does a style different is probably, like, Zen. You know, his is, like, a mixture between realism and cartoony,
yeah,
which is really, really unique. And, like... And, like, I applaud traditional artists, too, because you don't see very many of them anymore.
No, you don't.
But, yeah, I'm done with mine if anybody else wants to comment on it before I move on.
I miss doing traditional. Okay, I'm done.
I miss doing traditional. Any comments, Frag?
Okay. Oh, we're just breezing through this today.
Yeah, it's much smoother, isn't it?
Yes. Supposedly so. Must go with random nonsense. No, I'm kidding.
Well, since Sai is not here at the moment, we shall announce his slap word of the week.
My word.
His slap word is. No, it's not da na 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 either. It's sorry.
Man,
Trent's gonna be bruised up because he always says sorry.
Yes.
That's my way of teaching him.
Teaching me what?
Stop saying sorry.
Get
there.
The blood is very long.
The word has been announced. It starts now.
Well, Trent is a Dragaloop, and so spray him with some water.
Febreze, does that count?
Bad Dragaloop.
Get that stuff away from me.
Well, okay. Forward topic. Thoughts? No!
Alright, so my topic is zombie evasions. It has nothing to do with anything about furries. Well, how do you make it? It has to do with something with furries, like, what if a furry became a zombie? Will it have the animal instinct or the human instinct too? Who knows? Something like that. But mainly I want to talk about is if zombie evasion is possible or not. I mean, I love zombie evasion stuff. I watch almost every single one of the zombie movies and books. And My opinion, I want it to happen. And hopefully it's not going to happen like a big outbreak where everyone in the entire world becomes a zombie. It's actually controlled, so whenever someone's like, ah, damn, I hate my life right now. I'm really stressed out. Let's go kill some zombies. Just go out and kill zombies. You know, it can be a hobby, just like we're killing deers or something with guns. It becomes a hobby. It's probably kill a zombie. Dead, and not many people cares about dead people. So,
okay, that'd be one fucked up backwards society.
Yeah. It's like, you're going grocery shopping at Walmart, and Jessica did a cereal aisle, you have to kill four zombies. I want my Wheaties!
I tell you, zombie and fungus.
Oh yeah. Okay, try to tell us more about zombie ant
fungus. Okay, zombie ant fungus is, specifically, African zombie ant fungus. Can't forget about that.
It has to be African. No,
no, because that was specifically where they said they found it. Apparently, from what I had discovered on, in some book or online at some point or something. Okay, you don't really need to add to the ambience, buddy. They discovered...
Jungle documentary time.
Yeah. They discovered a sort of fungus where ants, when they are... It's getting close to their time to die, they will, like... It's like the whole sort of carp or whatever, the swimming stream. They know when they're going to die, and they travel to this one area, and... They will die in this area where the fungus is, and the fungus actually infects the body and brings the ant back to life, and it's basically a zombie ant. And they discovered this mold in Africa.
Trent, I just thought of something. What happened if that happened with humans? Is it like grandma or somebody? Oh, it's my time to go!
Snuggles!
It's like, what happened, Grandma?
No. It's like what Dre says. It's like, before I go, Snuggles? No, Grandma, it's your time. Go. So they leave, and it comes back, and it's like, Snuggles?
It comes back, and it's like a big old mushroom growing out in the forehead.
No.
Find my mushroom.
Grandma fungus.
Delicious.
Zombie Grandma fungus.
That sounds so wrong.
Yeah, that's the mental image there, huh?
Exactly. I'm burning the image into your brains.
Now the zombies don't want to eat it now, because it's that horribly mortified.
Would you challenge someone of the losers to draw it?
On fire. Same with the
Someone's going to draw it, watch.
We all challenge someone to draw that.
Wait. Draw mom, what?
We will love you.
Like a grandma with like a mushroom growing out of her head.
It's better than, like, I've seen on FA, of all places, this person had submitted, like, as soon as Left 4 Dead came out, they submitted, like, 20 pictures of Left 4 Dead zombie porn.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, smoke I didn't even want to look smoke. At it. It was just thumbnails, and how?
Well, can you imagine a tank?
I just remembered something. I got a random little announcement. It's just a break topic real quick. A little gift for everybody here at the podcast, and for the podcast, I'm getting us a banner done by one of our super fans' friends, Uki-chan. Well, that's the person who's doing it. The super fan is Shadow God, as we all know.
Oh, that's wicked.
Yeah, so I'm getting a
banner. Yeah, he is the super fan.
Yes, I felt like I needed to announce that before I forgot it.
Well, props, you know? Like, that's awesome.
Request, right? So... Quick little
shout-out. Is a super fan.
And a thank you to her, if she bothers listening at all.
Yeah, she will be.
Probably.
We predict it. We all have ESP in this chat, I'm just But
if I know Frost, he'll make her watch it.
Okay, any more comments on the zombie invasion?
Yeah, but for the zombie thing, I would actually enjoy it as well. It's one of my favorite pastimes. Zombie movies are one of my favorite pastimes.
Well, I know one thing that I would not take with me if there's a zombie invasion, and that is any form of, you know, blades. Because, you know, there's some people that are thicker than others, and if you slice through them, you're going to stop halfway.
Thicker.
Well, not that way.
You're going to hit their head, not their stomach.
I know, but I mean, like, you're going to try to chop through their neck or something. It's like, oh god, this guy works out.
Trent,
you're a really great friend. But if there's zombies chasing us, I'm tripping you.
Dude, remember, I'm long legs. I'm ahead of you. You're going down.
That's why I'm tripping you.
Yeah, Dre, you're Mr. 5 foot tall.
What? 5 foot one, thank you.
You're like Six toddler. Foot. You're like toddler sized. You're like toddler sized.
What?
You can wear, like, Walmart toddler clothes.
That was horribly mean.
No, it's not. It just makes you cuter.
Well, thank you. I'll accept that as a compliment, I guess, then.
This is coming from Mr. Cub.
Alright, so should we go to the next topic then?
Yes, Dre, it is your time for
Game review time!
Your topic is over. I'm just kidding.
Okay, I got a good one. Sorta. It's what I've been playing for the past... Quiet you! I don't even know what that was. I've been playing for a while.
Okay, topic's over. I'm just kidding.
And that's Champions Online. I know there's a couple furs out there that actually play it. I know because I play with them. I don't know if they're from FA or not. But anyway, point is, my review is this. Really great game, got superb potential, but has a lot of flaws. The graphics are nice, really big. Big and expansive, you're not gonna get bored until you hit this level. There's no real end game content.
Who makes it?
Oh yeah. You'd think Cryptic would be on top of that. That's the people who make it, Cryptic and Atari. Haha. But not only that, the game crashes a lot to the point my problem I currently have is it shuts down my computer at random times.
Well, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, and I'm fearful for my graphics card, but hey, if they break it, I can sue them. I would like $5,000 to get a high-end computer, thank you. Not only that, they have a lousy support help desk, whatever you want to call it, support channel, very crap, almost laughable. So... hopefully you can get it to run on the first go, and you won't run into any problems. But this game has brilliant potential, and I'm waiting for it to get better. And I know it will. They just got to get off their asses and stop blaming the hardware for their software. They blame everything else on you and your computer. Anyway, my final review... and my score would be a 6 out of 10, just until they fix it. Until then, it's probably going to be an 8 in my book. There we go.
You mind if I say something about Champions Online?
Go ahead.
They need to get rid of the freaking preliminary quest before you start seeing other people. That stupid Crisis in Canada crap at the beginning, they need to get rid of that. Because, number one, you want to play with other people, not deal with a stupid quest that you're not even going to see your friends in.
Yeah,
but it doesn't last that long. We're looking at, like, 2 hours, maybe.
I know, but that's 2 hours of time you could spend playing with your friends, and you have to pay for the game. You gotta pay, like, every month for the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, you pay $16 every month. You forgot to add that into your...
Oh, yeah, pay to play, sorry.
You pay $20, you get $30. Like, you get, like, 30 days, basically $30. Basically. Yeah, it's cheaper than...
give you $30. That'd be a nice, sweet deal. Like, for $16, give me $30. Give me 30.
Basically, that's what you're paying for the game when you first get it. But, anyway.
Like I said, all lots right. Potential, waiting for it to get better.
Okay.
Don't give up on it yet.
I already gave up on it. I'm just playing for fun. Alright.
Good to all right.
Alright, Trent, your review is
holy
up.
Yay, on to my movie review. So, after last night, I discovered that they finally got around to making the Halo movie, which unfortunately did not turn out to be a live-action movie, as they said. It is actually it's called Halo Legends. It's kind of like Animatrix, but for Halo, with varying stories, all in different styles of art. Well, three of them were in different styles. As an overall movie, as a collection of movies, as an overall thing, I would say that it is more of a rent, because a lot of the stuff is, you already know a lot about it, and in some of the, getting more in-depth into it, the two opening stories you already know about. The second one is, they didn't really make it seem all that too much alien as what it's supposed to be. No, it's not spoiler, because the whole thing has no storyline to it. It's just like...
Watch, right?
Yeah, sorry. They crossed they try to cross human history with alien history.
Oh,
and
I thought you were going to say crossbreed.
No, they cross the human history.
That's
like,
a movie.
It's basically, yeah, the elites are in feudal Japan style. It's kind of like that thing. It's like, they really didn't do that sort of thing. They didn't make it seem that alien. And the animation style to that particular video, I really didn't enjoy. It didn't give you really that much emotion to it, as it's supposed to. Overall, it was a movie worth renting. The graphics were indeed good, most of it did follow anime style, which I wasn't expecting too much. But the final video that they have in it, which I'm not going to ruin because I'm not going to ruin because I thought that was my favorite one of it all. The graphics to it, though, is called The Package. That video of Halo, that had the best graphics to it, which I expected the entire movie to be out of, but it didn't have that. As an overall movie, it was, as I said, it was pretty okay. It wasn't really worth anything that I say I want to buy or watch again, but a rental is definitely what I would mark it as. So any Halo fans out there that probably saw that on Sweet as much as I did?
Well, you know all the fanboys are going to buy it anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. As much as a fanboy I am, though I haven't played Halo 3, let me rephrase that. I got no idea what happened. It's not my fault they skipped all the cutscenes. I'm going to say that. it's not as much, if people who saw the commercial, people who probably saw the commercials who are fanboys of Halo, it's not what you're expecting. I can say that right now. For people who are just getting into Halo, it's something that you might want to watch. Might not, it's entirely up to you. Yeah. I know, and that's my review on it, right, as it is.
Well, like, probably knowing some of the fanboys who have inflatable elite figures or whatever, they're probably going to buy about three of them.
Oh god, that's disturbing now.
You know that there's some people out there. You've seen the pictures.
The teeth!
Exactly. The teeth!
Well, they can spread those out. Then you're just like deep throating.
He has like they have like predator mouths.
Ah!
Frank said Master Chief blow up doll.
Oh god! Oh god! Not John! Anyone but John!
He weighs seven tons. Seven tons. More love. It's like there's seven tons of, weight. Makes him more to love. Master Chief doll. Now coming with helmet and removable helmet. Face is blank.
Face is blank. Draw your own face.
It's like draw your own face. Spoilers not included.
There we go.
And now the final review. Not review, sorry.
Artist Spotlight time.
Yes, Artist Spotlight. And we also forgot something in the intro. So we can add it in there too.
What did we forget?
We were supposed to talk about Ziz's comic.
Oh yeah, that wasn't in the final outline. Okay, yes.
Well, it pertains to arts.
Yeah, it's comic, it's artsy.
Yeah. I can't say I haven't followed it. My submission list is now sitting at 3,000.
Who's comic?
DeSantis.
Oh, Zizzy's. Yeah. I've been kind of following it. I think it's okay. I mean, I love her style. And I'm glad she's finally doing something that's, like, consistent. And she seems like she's enjoying.
There we go. We got Zeph back.
Yeah.
We lost them.
You guys just started without me. Yeah, Skype is being retarded and cuts me all the time. Because, you know, Skype is emo and likes to cut people.
I'm sorry,
that's
still
emo. I think that's, like, being...
It was horrible and not...
Yeah, it's being masochistic and likes cutting people.
Cuts people because it's emo.
I know, but it still wasn't necessary.
Anyways,
go to your emo corner now.
Anyways, about Zasana's comic. I haven't been following it because my submission list is currently in the 3,000 and I do not view anything unless it is linked directly to me. So, I cannot say anything whether I like it or not because I have not been a viewer yet.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go with that. I'll try. I'm gonna
shut up.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut up.
Let somebody else try and speak properly.
when someone else tries to speak properly. Well, I've been following Susanna's comic, and so far, yeah, it gets tons of views pretty much daily. I don't care. Her art's just pretty terrific. She's got a good sense of humor. By the way, if you people are watching this and not watching Susanna, go watch her! I said so.
Okay. Don't drive away our viewers. Come on.
I know. I'm just
I need new pants. I'll be right back.
It's famine.
No, it's just funny how he said. Sorry. You think we should mention that for any fanboys watching this, but also
no. I'm putting my foot down. No.
You don't have feet. You got paws.
Yeah. Ferret boy. Haws. So take.
Fine. I put my paw down.
Too bad.
My very fluffy paw.
You're too late. You have a foot paw now.
The,
it pretty much is, anyway.
Yeah, for any Supernatural fan, it is on, what was the word? Hiatus?
I don't even think we get it in the U.S.
Exactly, they don't even get it.
They don't get Supernatural in the U.S?
No!
Seriously,
Canadians,
no! I don't think we do. Seriously, little guys, Canadians? Oh my god! Oh my god, that's awesome! Face paw!
Man,
I feel so
Someone strange. Please continue.
Let's get on the topic!
I know! Please, just continue. I'll deal with this one.
Well, we stopped on the whole webcomic thing, and then that's kind of...
Well, then like, let's not just join the real person off the topic.
Oh, we do get it in U.S.?
You do?
Victory's mine!
Get it on CW. I don't watch CW. That's probably why. When I first saw that, I thought he said Cartoon Network, and I was like, what?
What's CW?
I don't know.
exactly.
I don't watch it, so I don't know.
There's going to be some fans out there.
It's probably like the old WB or something.
But... I know one of my friends, her mother watches Supernatural and is a big fan of it. And so if a mother is a fan of... Well, we stopped with the Susanna topic. It was silent for 10 seconds. So anyways, again, silence again after mentioning this.
Fine, do your thing.
So to prove my point, I'll shut up now about that. Basically, Supernatural is going on hiatus, as they call it, until March 30th for any fan person out there who will feel sad about that.
And who live in Canada.
Hey, unlike the States, we actually have a Canadian show that was devoted to mentioning this to us people.
Yeah, and you guys also have milk in bags.
Hey, that's
bag milk is much
better than cool.
Because you don't get any of that paper residue.
And also,
there's
it's
no paper residue in jugged milk; it's plastic.
Yes, but the best thing about bagged milk is it's easier to control because when you pour the jug milk. You have the wide thing, and you have a wide band of where the milk can go. With
not really.
Yeah, that's why I do not prefer. That's why I do not like jug.
I see.
That when
I
it comes out, we'll have to ship you the wonders of bagged milk.
I've seen how y'all use bagged milk. You put it inside of an empty container with the bag still inside.
Container.
What's the point of that?
It seems like we're all trying to talk Canadian, eh?
Yeah,
well, I am Canadian.
I don't know.
I just don't live there.
Eh?
I'm half Korean, half Canadian. What do you expect?
Okay, now that we're done being stereotypical.
Well, Trent, I'm half Korean, half Canadian. You know, it's I could say that way. You know, and I can't speak right now. Alright. Well, anyway, back to the artist spotlight, I guess.
Trying to do.
Our artist spotlight is. Let's see if I can pronounce this right. Exequias. Exequias.
Exequias.
Exequias.
Exequias, yeah. Or Exequias.
Anyone care to elaborate?
Oh, I know him since I've been watching him for months. He does really cool Xenomorphs, man. He's a fan. He's awesome.
Yes, and for...
Predator for
yeah,
the...
Yeah, he's a
Xenomorph, man.
It's all Xenomorphs, man. It's really trippy, man. I'm just kidding.
Xenomorphs.
Man.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he's cool.
I myself am a Xeno fan, a very big Xeno fan. Dre is.
So am I.
Oh, you're a Xeno fan, so you watch Zatch Bell? I'm just kidding.
What?
Oh my god.
Zatch Bell. Oh. So, yeah.
Tiki no Gash Bell.
I know Zach Bell, but I don't know the reference you're trying to imply here.
Craig says, I've been watching him for months, too. He does such detailed work.
He does.
I took a very quick look at his profile, and his work is really detailed, so.
Yeah.
And that's coming from me.
that's pretty crazy.
I think that Dre was like the only one who didn't know about Gash Bell.
I know, that's I'm failing to realize the reference here.
Zeno was the evil version of Zatch.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert! I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, it ended.
It was an evil version of Zatch. Okay.
Y'all need to catch him with the times.
I only remember the masked Marta B or whatever his name was. The one that had the voice of Frieza.
Marta B? I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know. Later on when it's like something about the Moonstone? I don't know. Anyways.
You mean the freaking like clown looking one that's like the main villain for like the first part of the series?
I guess. He had like a purple robe, a really huge weird mask on.
I got a Moonstone. I'm waiting to turn into like a Fable.
Well, you're not going to.
Or a
Wigglytuff. You're really chubby and...
Wigglytuff!
But...
Wigglytuff's anyway. Fat.
Well, since we're going into it already, would you like to start doing a random thing?
Let's just keep the flow going.
The flow has pretty much stopped.
Yeah.
Because all we got now
is at the cut point.
The flow, how big! No,
there's no ruining to the flow. There's like it ended right then. But I just don't want to cut it now.
We already did all the topics, and we started this at like 9:14 our time, and now it's 9:48. We've been doing this for half an hour only, and we've already done all of our topics on time.
We do not want to take away from our work.
Holy crap!
I know.
It's a miracle, people. Rebel in the streets.
Viva la revolution! Viva la Revolution!
Thank you! That's what I was trying to say.
I'm free to do what I want.
Yes, I am the spy.
Shink!
Just kidding.
See, the pleasures of being in Trent's house as well is I get to bug the shit out of him now.
The pleasures of being in Trent's house is that he gets to look at Trent naked. Just kidding.
Perfectly timed.
See, he didn't even defend himself. It must be true.
Defend what?
It must be true.
Wait. Yeah, it must be true, huh?
What must be true?
Everything.
Oh. Yes, everything. I am. Wait, what?
Wait.
Exactly.
Who's defending what?
Yes.
I'm confused!
Yes, I am Captain Virgin.
Not no more, I'm just kidding.
I'm not denying it!
Walks out of podcast.
I'm not denying it, I am Captain Virgin. A.K.A. Major Saint.
A.K.A. Major Rainbow.
Wait,
how old are
you again?
That's your own terminology. You're the one who...
He's older than me, and I'm 20.
And you're still a virgin.
And proud of it!
He didn't even know what his wet dream was until I explained it to him.
And
that's like super virgin.
You haven't even had a wet dream?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Are you able to use magic?
You come at all.
Wow, that was random. I'm not
Dre,
asking the question. Not on the
Dre, that just proves my point from earlier.
What
I just said, it's true, right forward.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody here agrees.
I gotta understand what the hell.
I'm sure the listeners will agree too. Right, listeners? Yes, that's right.
I feel mean now, so I might as well tell. I said that one of the perks of living in Trent's house is that you get to look at Trent naked. And you didn't defend yourself.
He came in and defended himself right now.
He'd be dead if that ever happened.
Trent Dre probably peeked on you.
No,
he wouldn't.
It's roommate confidentiality.
That's what they all say.
Why does that sound wrong?
Well, I would accidentally walk in.
I prefer living here and alive, thank you, and have all my limbs perfectly intact.
Well,
and not having a puncture through his heart.
Ray and Trent, you cannot agree that, like, you guys, you haven't walked in on each other at all?
No, we give each other warnings.
You've almost done once.
Seriously?
actually more.
Don't tell me when. Don't tell me when. I don't want to.
I don't even remember when, but I know you've done it before.
Hey, Dre.
What?
Trent walks in. You've been caught white-handed.
Ah! Oh, God. Actually, wouldn't that be black-handed because of his sock?
No, the sock's not.
Nasty.
I switched out the sock. It's a white one now. Well, now it's more yellow.
What were you going
to
say?
Why are we talking about this? I don't know. You brought it up!
What were you going to say for?
Someone brought it up.
I'm Captain Virgin here, thank you very much. I didn't bring this up.
Censor times.
Let me feel alone. Don't be shy.
No, we're going to have like a little beeping noise.
This is getting an adult rating right here.
Yeah, NA17 Wait, podcast today.
Podcast anyway.
If it's PG-13, like, we better put in mature or something for our next one.
I think it's already too late for that now.
Well, this one could be posted as mature. You're posting, you can, like, change
it. Not really, because I'm pretty sure Draven said something that if it's PG-13, you're not supposed to say.
Yeah, I think I said something I thoroughly regret.
Now, what about that other podcast?
Yeah.
The one that we had to mark as adult?
Yeah, that would be crazy. Like, secretly in their room, like, Dre's reaching around on Drent. And then he said that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm so lost right now. I think my Virginia just, like, blockaded that whole conversation. Oh, what are we talking
about?
I think the thing I'm giving you a reach around or something.
You are so lucky I did not try chewing that just yet.
Good thing this isn't, like, this would be so corny, but still, I'm going to say it. Good thing this isn't a video podcast. HD Vision reach arounds.
At least you didn't. Good thing I didn't do that before I had that in my mouth.
Ooh,
please,
the topic, please.
That's even worse. Why would you say that?
Why would you say that, Dre? I'm trying to eat my chocolate. Leave me alone.
Because I like teasing you. I'm gay.
Okay. He likes.
I prefer girls to be doing anything.
So he's eating his chocolate.
With cherries in it.
With cherries. Which chocolate can be used for something else. Then,
oh yeah, I forgot.
Trey likes teasing him while Trent likes eating chocolate.
It's that A word.
Anal? What? That's a... What?
Yes, anal? That's what chocolate is.
Okay, so now Trent confirms. So now Trent confirms that the chocolate he's eating is from anal.
No!
It's an A word.
Chocolate and strawberries are a...
aphrodisiac.
Thank you. That's the A word.
Chocolate rain. It's the chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain. What song is that?
YouTube.
The song is that. It's just chocolate rain. That's the name of the song, Trent.
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
You obviously haven't watched that.
From Chocolate Rain and you go on YouTube.
Well, also, I look for things that I know of on YouTube. I don't randomly search things.
Trent gets on his little tangents. Don't make him go on the tangent. Don't make him go on the tangent with Chocolate Rain, because I don't want to hear that song 50,000 times. It's kind of creepy enough that the guy who looks like that can sing like that.
I know.
I mean, he sounds like some sort of announcer guy for a movie.
He's on
in
TV
a world
now.
Where Chocolate Rain... What about tacos?
Fail blog. Speaking of fail blog.
Don't look at fail blog while we're on the podcast.
No, we still have the fail blog to do of the McDonald's.
We have our own fail to submit.
Then submit it already. Then you can link it to the podcast so people know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Just right now, right here.
To the freaking computer first.
Why are you looking at me?
Because it's on your phone.
Uh-uh.
Y'all...
Uh-huh,
which was taken with your phone.
I'm in pain.
Just do it again. I swear the red sauce at Chuck's place.
My spine hurts. I'm going to crack it again.
Or blood of some sort. It's too much of the color and texture of blood. Don't ask me how I know.
Because Dre is a blood-eating ferret.
Blood drinking.
He eats the clots. I'm just kidding.
Ew.
That was awesome. Perfectly unison. Yeah.
Okay, I guess, do you guys want to end, or?
Sure.
We're sitting at about 45 minutes right now. So yeah, sure, if you guys want.
I mean,
Wait, do you mind if I do a little quick game review, guys?
Go ahead,
you've been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Alright, so my game review is for Final Fantasy 13.
Ooh, nice one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure many people are gonna say, oh, Final Fantasy 13 is the best. Is it already out? Guys? No.
13? I don't think so.
13, I think it came out on the 15th, didn't it?
Eh? Oh, it's only in Japan. Probably.
Oh, it's only in Japan.
Either
right
way,
now.
Everyone's like, Final Fantasy 13 could be so awesome. Look at the graphics. It's looking so good. They got the fighting styles. They got fighting systems back to the old ones and everything. But I played it myself. But the game is so linear, it's not even fun. It shouldn't be called Final Fantasy anymore, and also, the fighting system, it's that, you only control one character out of the three.
It's just
and
lightning, right?
Yeah, lightning or whatever character you're controlling. And if that main character dies, it's a game over. It doesn't matter if other part of your teammates survive. And also, there's like, save point every 5 minutes, so there's never a time where you're like, oh, I forgot to save.
Final Fantasy 7.
Final Fantasy 7, 6, 9, 8.
10. All the old ones, they made sure that if you didn't save, you're like, aha, you just raped yourself. Now you have to go back an entire disc.
Use words. I feel like admitting this on... Okay, wow, I just got some really disturbing news. Can you please?
Apparently we got bigger fans than we thought.
No, this is just some random person because this is some person asking Kite.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, apparently somebody wants a picture of my persona and Trent's persona doing it.
Oh.
It's as an adult it.
Yeah.
And they're asking my ex-mate, Kite, they're asking Kite to do this.
To draw it.
To draw this.
Oh, wow.
And of all things, first of all, Kite is like completely anti-adult sort of thing. And of all things, they're asking her to draw
us!
This us! Of all things, who aren't even her characters. And this person, I guess, assumes that we are, and they're asking for this.
Wow.
Creepy.
Exactly.
Very.
Quite mean.
It's also kind of flattering, too.
How is that flattering?
To me, it's flattering.
To me, that's just weird and creepy.
Dre has secret intentions.
The only intention is to see the thing that I'm not going to mention on this.
Oh, the blueberry?
Yeah, the blueberry.
Oh my gosh, stop!
You know, if you just showed us the blueberry, you had to say something about it, didn't you?
I didn't say anything.
You did.
I didn't say anything. You said if anything, I just want to see him make it. Shut up!
Now this is going to make people be more of a fanboys and stuff to you guys.
Yeah, some guy's going to request for someone to draw Trenton like being covered in blueberries.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, shall we see what the blueberry is under the pile of blueberries in the blueberry crotch?
You should put that on, Trent. That'd be hilarious. Just somewhere in that area, it's a blueberry.
I should draw like a really detailed picture of Trent and then just put a big blueberry over his crotch.
Make it stop! Make it funny, please! I can't stop!
He's all
Trent loses his virginity when his blueberry busts.
You're breaking forward Mike, Trent.
I'm sorry.
You know what's ironic, though?
What?
Blueberry's supposed to make your eyes better.
What?
Blueberry's supposed to make your eyes better.
I think if I look at this one, we'll go blind.
And then you look at that one eye, like, little illusion thing, no sex causes bad eyes. And then you add that into it.
Really, the magic eye thing causes bad vision?
No, it says, like, no sex causes bad eyes if you look at it a certain way. And then, like, blueberries are supposed to be good for your vision, so once it's a blueberry bust, then he...
It's so bad! I'm gonna tell Ryan on you!
Rion?
No, in her profile it says it's like Lion, but Ryan. With an R, so it's Ryan. I'm gonna tell her on you! And then she's gonna...
I'm gonna show her this, she's gonna love it.
No, she's not!
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not!
Don't sleep tonight, Trent. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God!
Trent, I know this is an off kind of reference, but nobody will probably know it, but like me and any other One Piece fan, but, well, Trent wouldn't have to worry about it if he didn't run into Ivankov.
Oh, God.
Volcano Marvin!
He has the power to turn people into men or women and control their hormones.
Oh, that would be so much better than having you guys talking about this topic right now.
He can make Trent's blueberry disappear by giving him a VJ.
Just kidding. By VJ, he means by blueberry jam.
No, VJ. The JJ.
I didn't even get here. Partly my fault, I think.
Yeah. Like, the ending of the podcast has become explicit time.
Yeah, this is so getting a red box.
Yeah, this will be the second
well,
this part. Will
give
be
us a red box. Sure, give us a red box for this, because we'll get more views.
No, I mentioned the cum thing very early on.
Shut up about that!
Hey, Dre?
Yeah?
Like Forward said, we should put, like, a blueberry as a thumbnail.
We should
put a red box.
On that candle.
put a red box with a blueberry in the middle, and we'll get more views.
That's surprising. She's got this candle. It's got a picture of multiple berries, and most of them are blueberries.
He's hoping that if he lights it, he'll lose his.
It's a pretty big candle. Right. It's one of those glass jar candles. He's got quite a ways to go.
I guess we'll end here before it gets more random and explicit and we start talking about crazy stuff that we don't want other people to hear about our personal lives.
Yeah.
Well, it was great being your host thingy tonight, and I think I did horrible, but I could do better next time.
We actually kept the podcast on track, and we finished early for once.
Yes.
But,
so good job on you, Zeph.
I don't know, maybe we'll make you host.
Are we gonna get some people for a guest? We're trying to get
some fans.
If Frag allows it, like, he's director, I'm just hosting.
Yeah, I know we got some fans, like AJ, if we can ever get him.
Yeah, if we can ever get AJ in, or, you know, even Frost Pikachu.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get in touch with Frost and see if he wants to.
He's such a fan, you know, he
die if we don't want him.
I mean, he's such a fan, he should at least get on at least once.
He's an uber fan, as soon as we came back, he texted all his friends, made a journal saying, they're back! They're back!
Why do you have to make him sound so nerdy? It's not like super cool, and you may never know.
Well, he can redeem himself on the show. Like,
The way you make him sound is gonna be like, "They're back." Come on. He's awesome.
Squeeze over it.
He's like drumming up like fans for us. You know, he's like super fan.
I know, and I appreciate him.
We should all draw him a pic. Most of us are artists here.
I'm not trying to insult the man.
I mean, most of us are artists here. We should draw him a pic.
Alright.
We should gift him something.
Yeah. Except for Dre, because he never wants to draw and get better.
I'm happy with mediocrity.
Yeah, for me, I'll draw the thumbnail for the furry talk tonight right now.
I have accepted my art sucks.
But I'll be drawing a blueberry for you. All for you.
draw Trent as like the Oompa, like the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory and blueberry inflation
Trent,
picture.
I'm just gonna draw a blueberry with a face.
What's with the puppy eyes now, Trent?
He's making them go.
He's about to cry.
What's with the puppy eyes?
Stop with the puppy eyes.
I'm not gonna stop with the puppy eyes.
Oh God. Okay. Stop. All right.
Alright.
Somebody stop!
Stop! Well, I guess we're done. So, I guess we'll all sign out by saying, what's worse than a furry?
A non-furry!
What type of laugh was that?
Yo! Yo!
Okay.
Okay, that's enough, Brooke.
But Brooke is good. He has Afro, anyways. So yes, that is the end of the.
See you guys later. We'll come up with a better. We really need to come up with a better ending catchphrase.
I know, seriously.
We do.
We're not all snobby like people going, "Oh yeah, caviar."
Oh!
Okay. Ending now.
Bye bye.